Hello, once again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. The last couple of days, I've been speaking a little bit from Ecclesiastes. I'd like to continue a little bit on in Chapter 2. Last time we spoke, we covered about half of the chapter where King Solomon says that all the things that he had set his heart to do, he did, and then he found out that they were all just going to pass away. And so then I wanted to read a little bit more to see what he says, then what is what he concluded in the end. I will start reading in verse 15. It says, "Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity." So even though he was very wise and he had a lot of knowledge, and he says he came to the same place that it would have happened to a fool, to someone that would work and work and work for something, and then in the end he can't take it anyway, right? So that's why he's saying that he ends up in the same place, even though then he asks the question to himself, why was I then more wise? So then he says, verse 16, "For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man? As the fool." And these are things that we don't think about very much, but everyone dies the same, whether you're rich, poor, foolish, wise. When you're dead, it's just the body laying there, all the same. And it says that, it says somewhere else that, you know, you brought nothing to the world and you'll take nothing out. And so that, I think that's what this writer is telling us here, is that all of what he has found, that it's things that are not lasting. Then he says in verse 17, "Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me." So all the things that he worked for, he can't take with him. When he dies, somebody else will have it. And that's very much how it is for us. Anything that we work for in the material sense, it will be for our children or whoever is left behind. They will have the things. And so then he says, "And who knows whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This also is vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun." So, yeah, so that's how it is. When you leave, when you die, everything is left behind. And the person that receives it, you don't know if they're going to be careless or foolish and just waste everything, or if it's going to be a wise person that's going to appreciate it. Yeah, so that's just a fact of life, as he declares. Verse 21, "For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom and in knowledge and in equity, yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil." So he says, so there is this man who works everything in it in wisdom and in knowledge, and with inequity, yet the person that receives these things, the inheritance, he didn't work for it. For what hath man of all his labor and of the vexation of his heart wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. So instead of going for all the riches or working for a lot of things that we really don't need, said we should, there isn't anything better than a person can just provide himself with food and drink and the things that he needs to enjoy himself and his work. He says, this is from the hand of God. So it's a gift that God gives us to be able to have the ability to work and to provide for our families, provide for ourselves. That is a gift from God. Verse 25, for who can eat or who else can hasten here unto more than I? For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. So that was the end of the chapter there. So it's I think it's such a quite a lot of wisdom there that would make us to realize that so much or everything in this world of all that is material gain is are things that just pass away. And like he says here in the last verse, that God gives to a man that is good in his sight. He gives him wisdom and knowledge and joy. So that is what God wants us to strive for. And it is, but to the sinner he gives travail, which travail, a lot of pain, a lot of unpeacefulness, is to gather and to heap up. So the sinner works and works and works, but is not happy. Where the man that is serving God has wisdom, knowledge, and joy. So I get from that it's an admonition or admonishment, I should say, for us all to not fall into what the world around us is in, because we see so much how the homes and so many things that the way people live has destroyed society, has destroyed households, because people just are covetous. They want things that they don't need. And for example, that's why in many homes in the world, they're both man and woman work. They go to work, they put their children in daycare or somewhere else, just so they can have things. And that's very sad to see, because then in the end, it's nothing that they, no lasting thing that they can leave for their children, much less the example they have set. So Christians are called to do better than that. Christians are called to set their sights on things that are more that are lasting, that are eternal. And I would like to cover that in the next segment a little bit. And so I'll end this here for now, just with the admonishment that you should seek the things of God, the things that are eternal, the things that are above. And, so I wish you courage and strength for today. And may you walk with the Lord. Till next time, bye.